This episode is brought to you by the Arvada Center, because they're kicking off their summer concert series in June. Relax under the stars at the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater and take in acts like Melissa Etheridge, Big Richard, Tower of Power, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, The Spin Doctors, and so much more. Concerts are scheduled for June through September. You can find a whole schedule of events and get your tickets today at arvadacenter.org. That's arvadacenter.org. Today on CityCast Denver, what does it mean to be a Denverite? How do you become one or finally feel like you're part of this mile-high mess we call a city? I sat down with two of our favorite guests, Lee Robinson and Kate McLaughlin, from the Dyketopia podcast and stage show to finish this sentence. You're not a Denverite until... And watch out, this one gets a little explicit. Today is Wednesday, February 14th. I'm Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about. Lee Robinson, Kate McLaughlin, welcome back to CityCast Denver.
Hi. Yeah.
Hello. Thanks for having us back.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited. You guys just make me laugh doing absolutely nothing. So we even gave you a prompt, which means it's going to be even better. But we asked you to finish this sentence. You're not a real Denverite until you've... Let's get into it. Our first category is the first level. This like the beginner level. We're calling the how potent are these edibles beginning level. You know you're a Denverite when... Kate, what have you got?
The first one I thought of was Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
For good reason, I think. It's every show there is great, even if it's not a good fit.
Yeah. You're like looking, you have like friends in town, and you're kind of like, well...
Yeah.
They want to go there anyway.
Bad, yeah, but it's a fun place to like... Tailgating at Red Rocks is always really fun.
It really
I have
is a rite
whole
of passage.
Routine if it's like a special show where if you go early and you take the road to the upper lot and there's like that overhang cave, I like to park there and
love
tailgate.
That spot, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did that for Phoebe Bridgers. It was
Phoebe
awesome.
Phoebe Bridgers. Oh, my God.
Or was it Phoebe? Of course, you guys were Phoebe Bridgers.
Bridgers. Was it Maggie Rogers?
I didn't go to Maggie
okay,
this
no, it was
year.
Phoebe.
So.
Phoebe Bridgers would
oh,
be perfect.
Oh, so good.
It was, yeah, of course we went to Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah.
And when
a
I
must.
Tell you we got recognized a lot for Dyketopia, I'm not yeah. exaggerating.
I was like, I see the crossover in audience a lot.
God, rip to Boy Genius. That's tough news.
They'll
be back. They just don't want the pressure.
They're all, yeah, I mean, they're so early in their, young in their careers, you guys. They'll be back. They'll
God.
Be like, nothing good is
it's
going
okay,
on. We
got to
do this.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
wants
Stay
it.
Strong out there, everybody.
So tailgating, seeing a show at Red Rocks. Lee, what have you got?
I'd say you know you're a Denverite when you've invited your Midwest family to go to Snooze for brunch.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're like, I'm going to impress some people.
This is something you've never seen in your life. They've got big burritos and three types of toast.
Yeah. And the French colors toast. Are bright. Wow, 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 wow.
Endless coffee. Ooh, you wait for 3 hours. We're in the city now.
Aesthetically, though, it's a cool looking place.
Yeah.
So, you can convince them to wait 3 hours.
You're
definitely.
So right, dude.
Yeah.
That's such a like... How's Indiana? We're here
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. And like it. Here's the thing. It will be impressive to them.
Yes.
It will be impressive, and that is hard.
Well, especially now there's a Broadway one, so you can take them out to the cool part of town.
Right, right.
And
exactly.
It's worth waiting in
when
line.
I was a teen, I forget if I was in middle school or high school, but Snooze was featured on the Real World Denver.
Oh, yes.
Wait, we had a Real World Denver?
We
yes,
did.
Dude.
And it was the house was in Lodo.
Shop
like on
they,
a,
they
on a
hated
strip
the people
of bars.
That went
You're
there.
Kidding.
Yeah.
We have to do that for our Patreon and just like watch that.
Oh, you should.
That's
it's
hilarious.
It's wild. Like it's such a different time in reality. But
oh
I remember
God.
So specifically being like, I'm gonna go to Snooze one day.
Because of your legacy status as a Denver.
Yes,
you're like, this will be me.
I'll be like, my mom grew up here, and they'll be like, that'll be a 4-hour wait.
Yeah. It's actually going to be even longer
yeah.
for you.
And I remember going there and being like, I waited like 10 years for this.
And how
did
was
it? Live
it?
Up to
yeah.
it?
I mean, it was breakfast is really hard to mess up, right?
Yeah.
True. I think
True.
I
especially for $25.
Even though it has nothing to do with any Denver cuisine, Lucille's is where I like to take people
yeah.
from out of town.
Cuz it's
much
it's
better.
It's good and greasy and
the food's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, mine is kind of similar to that in that, like, I think you know you're a Denverite when you have an opinion about green chili. Like, it's not just that you like green chili or you've been introduced to it. You now have a place you like to go, a way you like to have it. Mm-hmm. I think that that, to me, is a signal that you're starting to settle in.
You're like, this is our thing here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We took from like New Mexico.
You know what's so funny is I mean, didn't realize until an adult that I thought it was all from New Mexico. No. All the green chili.
You didn't realize it was made.
And then I heard there was a competition, and I was like, I know I'm supposed to choose Colorado, but I literally just found out you guys did this. So
sorry, Pueblo. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Pueblo. It grows like so much of it.
Okay, our next category is the advanced level Denverite. We've named this category the not native, but got here as fast as I could bumper sticker level. I don't know if you guys have seen that bumper sticker. So this is
the mid,
but you're pretty advanced. You're almost a full Denverite. Lee, what have you got?
You know, I've been here 8 years, so this is unfortunately still true for me. I think you're at this level when you still accidentally drive the wrong way down a one-way street. Because we have so many of them.
Yeah.
Kate's like, I'm not getting in the car with you
anymore. Mine are like restaurants.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Maybe it fits more in the beginner category.
No, but you know, this is like a rite of passage in Capitol Hill, I feel like,
Capitol
too.
Capitol in particular, yeah.
Because you're looking for parking, probably. Or it's during rush hour, and then you're like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Capitol Hill in particular.
I'm that guy. Uh-huh. I'm like, it's so funny. Like, now I'll be driving, and I see someone driving towards me, and I don't even panic. I just start like honking my horn and flashing my lights and kind of pull over. Like, it's bad when you have a protocol for what to do in this situation.
That almost to me is the level though. You've got a protocol when someone is going the wrong way.
You know
way.
What's it's, so funny is that when I do it, I'm like, we all make mistakes. Literally. And when other people do it, I'm like, you maniac. Like,
you almost killed all 80
but
of
when
us.
When we
right
do
here.
It, I'm like, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, and then you're just going, can I curse?
Yeah,
you're just going, fuck, and you're like,
oh, we can
sweating.
Curse? Oh,
I think
we're
going to put an explicit on this one because I feel it coming from myself as well. Yeah.
Heck
I love
yeah.
it. Okay, we had to get traffic in there. I don't think that'll be the last.
Classic.
But Kate, what have you got?
So I have quite a few in this one.
Okay.
This feels like
you've got a few.
Most of the people I know
this is
that
something.
Moved here as adults. You know, you're a Denverite when you don't go to the actual game, but you do something for opening day.
Totally. Mm-hmm. We are an opening day city. It's exciting enough to go to a party for opening day while maybe not being downtown. Even.
Yeah.
Or maybe going downtown for the party and not for opening day.
Absolutely. Right. It's just like recess for the whole
That's
town.
Such a good point.
It's so true.
Or like a field trip where
it's
we
like,
all wear purple.
Of course I'm not at work.
Yeah.
The Rockies are playing. The team no one gives a single shit about.
Except for
playing.
Opening day.
Right.
Opening day is such a thing.
I love that.
I've taken work off or like
same
before with no plans, just knowing. I'm like, something's going to come up.
Someone's going to have a party.
Exactly.
Somebody I know is going to have a party.
And amazing. I'll get to wear my purple. I'm going to the stock show or the stock show parade.
Yes.
I feel like is a big, the parade in particular.
Yes. I missed that in January. I felt really sad about that.
It's
cool,
fun,
just
dude.
To like, see, I've
there's
never
nothing
done it.
Like it.
It's kind of, it does make you feel like it's a little, we're in the West.
Yeah,
you know what
it's
I mean?
A reminder.
You're seeing animals downtown.
It's
that's
a reminder of the
what
Denver, my family.
I know, I'm selling it like you're just dying to see that.
Yeah.
Not you invoking your cowboy past. Your family's
Yeehaw.
Cowboy past.
Yeah, 4-H, 3 years, honey. Okay. You know you're a Denverite when you make a day trip to go see that Coney Island hot dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love that. Out by Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Have y'all ever had the hot dogs from there?
No.
They're
it's pretty good.
Gourmet. Like
it's worth the trip.
It's not just a regular hot dog. Like they make it worth the trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not just for the picture. You can go and have lunch there.
Picture, yeah.
I mean, the picture's obviously amazing.
I love it.
And then the next mid-tier is to go to Elish's.
Yes.
Or Waterworld.
I feel like it's actually when you have a season pass to Elitch's, which Kate did last year.
I did like 2 years ago, and then I had one growing up quite a few years.
I have a similar one, which is you have an opinion about Elitch's. Mm. And someone may say, do you like Lakeside or Elitch's better? And you will say, Well, it's less about that and it's more about what's going to happen to Elitches. Are we going to, going to move? This is the conversation now. And you don't have to have gone to the old Elitches because you've gone to the old new Elitches.
Yeah.
You're
which
in the
is now
of
the
it.
Old Elitches.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which will become the old Elitches.
That makes me think. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's like, but that's also like what's happening with Lakeside too. It's like, will it be open the next season? You have to go every
that's
season.
That's the charm of it. Yeah, I mean, Lakeside rocks. I should have put that medium. Lakeside.
It is in the medium if you have some sense of it, which both of you do. It's like something you can talk about with people that are visiting. Also.
My brother, when he lived in town, used to live right by there. And we would just like go after work.
Yeah, and hang
and,
out.
And like cute. Have a beer and grab a coaster.
Because you can you can walk in for like $2.50. You can get
it's
a drink.
It's so dirt cheap.
It is.
Yeah, it's really
it's
affordable. It's like watching the sunset when you're on a coaster.
It's my
like
favorite.
Yeah. Or the
Americana,
little train,
baby.
The train around the lake.
At like, night. Ooh. Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
I like the go-karts there personally the best.
I like them when they're operational.
Yeah, yeah. Which
it's
is
really
that's my favorite kind of go-kart.
Yeah.
That's my favorite kind of lakeside. Is this ride operational today?
Yeah. Or is there a sign and you're like, all right, another
you
one
know,
bites the
dust. Elitches had a lot of that going on too. I didn't get to ride the Twister once last summer.
I didn't either actually when I was there. So hopefully if they are moving, we get one more good summer.
And this is I feel like this is a bet. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna grandstand really quick. Okay.
Let's get
Why
into it.
Why isn't the Meow Wolf gift shop at Elitches ever open?
Yeah. That's true. You can't get any of the merch.
To the point where one time I'd had too much edible weed and thought it was like an art exhibit. I was
standing
like,
from the outside.
This is a commentary on capitalism.
Yeah, I was like, is this
consumption?
A commentary on capitalism? That seems insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those shirts are cool.
And in your state, you would have spent about $50.
The merch at the Elitches gift shop is so bad. Yeah. And the only good merch
is in
never
the Meow Wolf
open.
Section. I hope they hear this.
You're a Denverite when this boils when this, your blood.
Yeah, Kate's face is slowly rising in
Veins
color.
Are popping.
They're about to pop out of her face.
I feel crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I have one that I think you both will definitely relate to. You have a weird Colfax story. Something happened to you on Colfax. You met a weird man.
Yep.
You've had an accosting situation. Mm-hmm. And generally, to me, it's when someone can talk about Colfax in a way where they understand it and they think it's funny, even though it's kind of weird and maybe uncomfortable.
Even though you're like trauma dumping on someone like, oh, Colfax.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you guy can tell, with like, a knife in a bathrobe. You know.
Yeah, that's just Colfax things.
Yeah, I saw a guy sharpening an axe there. I know.
And he was not at the axe throwing place. He was
just on the street,
out and about.
Pre axe throwing place.
Great.
He's kind of a trendsetter in that way.
He was just trying to get a grant to get the loan for the renting the building.
He was on the cutting edge of the.
This lady, she loves puns.
It never stops.
This episode is brought to you by Pine Melon, the farmer's market delivered. Pine Melon is a next generation grocery delivery app that partners with over 200 farmers, ranchers, and producers in Colorado to help make fresh, locally sourced foods available to the Denver community at fair prices. Get high quality meats, eggs, and dairy from small local farms, fresh baked breads from local bakeries, and more, as well as all of your favorite pantry staples. Best part is, Pine Melon offers same-day delivery to Denver and soon Boulder within a two-hour window, no subscription necessary. Save time in your busy schedule and get fresh and healthy groceries delivered right to your door. Join the movement and support local today. Use promo code CityCastDenver for $75 off your first delivery at pinemelon.com. That's pinemelon.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, our final category. This is top tier. This is what we're calling the double black diamond Subaru driving, green chili smothering, corduroy jacket wearing, native bumper sticker, if that's your thing, level Denverite.
It probably shouldn't be your thing, though. Unless you're indigenous, don't have that.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you, but we do have to acknowledge that it is still out there and people are in it. We're not here to tell them don't.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you.
If you use a little blow dryer, get somewhere near a plug, little blow dryer, that sticker will come off.
Yeah. And then you can put on anything else.
And then you could just
put like a Wax Track sticker or something else that says Denver.
How about
like
a simple,
you only know if
I live here.
I live here. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, that doesn't offend anyone.
Yeah, it's kind of like a, you know, and you can take it off if, well, or you wouldn't. You could go anywhere with it and just be like, I live here, Portland.
You guys have so many good merch ideas.
Thank you. Let's start a campaign to remove the native bumper sticker.
Oh my God.
And replace it with,
I live here. Two thumbs up. Yeah.
I mean, that I'm not a native, but got here as fast as I could. It's like, who are you talking to
now? I do like those. You're in dialogue with someone.
It's like you're just arguing via your
like,
car.
Are you apologizing to the person behind you, like, that you didn't grow up here?
Yeah, it's like.
People move all the time.
Yeah, there's an, check out the patterns between Texas and California. Don't get me started. I actually just started. I'm looking for more opportunities to talk about this.
Okay.
I put my first bumper sticker on my car recently.
What was it?
I was all about this.
Awesome.
I found it at a vintage shop, and it says, don't drink and drive, but if you do, drink, and then all big and red, Prairie Farms milk.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like the logo of Prairie Farms.
It's
like,
dairy good.
That is... I like bumper sticker culture in general. I do enjoy because a lot of it is that in dialogue, and it's usually someone yelling at their wife or yelling at someone behind them. But I like this. It feels fairly innocuous. It's about milk.
Yeah.
Well, I have one that's sort of restaurant related, which is you have a favorite restaurant that no longer exists. That's how you know you've been here long
enough.
Or
a bar.
Or a bar that you pine for.
Yes.
Do you guys have one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys both look so bummed out right now.
Well, okay. Gladys, the nosy neighbor.
Oh, yes.
Rip.
On Santa Fe.
Yeah.
I mean, the owners still own it. They operate trade. If you're listening, guys, bring it back.
It was a great spot.
I love that place.
Shows, it's a great name, too.
Great name. So much
fun.
It's
so silly. The Gallup Cafe in Highlands was mine.
My gosh.
Do you remember that
I
place?
I do.
They
totally
had the best brunch. It was never... I think people only thought they were a coffee shop, so there was never any line for brunch. It was so good. Their baked goods were amazing. Everyone that worked there was really cool.
Yeah,
RIP to the Gallup Cafe.
This is reminding me of a place that you both would have loved that was 20 years ago called Bump and Grind, which was like brunch, drag brunch. Just all the time.
Wow. So you had me at Bump and Grind.
Yeah. So
that's early 2000s Denver, too. It was, it was a beautiful place.
All they
place.
Sold was never a bunch of stuff I can't say.
A bunch of beep.
Yeah, a bunch of beep, 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 beep.
Okay, this one is an embarrassing one to be sad about. So embarrassing.
What?
Fast Casual. Pizzeria Locale.
Oh, no, they had the best pizza. They also did like a 2-for-1 deal sometimes.
It was so good.
It was really good.
And the salad was so fire.
Oh, that place was so
good. I don't know why I'm whispering all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's just like, bring it back,
dead
guys.
Restaurant ASMR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do love it because this is something that, like, you know you've been here long enough when something like that genuinely bums you out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think about
it. It fills
that food.
It's like, this is fast. This is really healthy-ish pizza, whatever, you know. And a good price.
Lee, did we go yet? Did
no, I think you're a true Denverite when you decide to start brewing your own beer. And this is obviously something that will last for about 1 to 2 months.
It is a labor-intensive process.
It's labor-intensive. Everyone, I've tried it, which is so embarrassing.
That's so awesome.
It tasted horrible.
Did you get a beer brewing kit from like Sky Mall?
Absolutely.
Or?
It was from the cheapest place online I could find it. But I was like, okay. It was like 2015. And I was like, brewery culture is a big thing. Like, I should try it. No. I think the next iteration of this, and I'm already seeing this like in my friend groups, is growing your own mushrooms at home.
Yes.
Yep.
That's kind
absolutely.
Of like the evolution of like, I'm just going to take matters into my own hands.
I was going to say, we're already there because there's not as much availability. It's like with beer, you can get it somewhere else.
Right.
Mushrooms, everyone's still trying to figure out where to get them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the guy that can grow them.
Then you're a fun guy.
Yeah.
You're the best guy at this party.
Exactly.
All right. Who else? Do you have another one? Anybody?
I put Denver Mint.
I love that yours was to go to tourist traps.
Yeah. Wait. What?
Never in my life would I ever consider stepping foot in the Denver Met by choice.
I didn't put it in any category, but it's on the list, and I think we should talk about it.
Have you been on a tour there?
As a kid.
I think as a kid, but I genuinely don't remember.
Like, okay.
I mean, they make money if that jogs your memory. Do you have anything else?
Let's see. I have my chopping block one is like you're finally a Denverite when you can finally decline an invite to hike a 14er. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm at peace.
I've already done that one.
Oh, you want to know the super snobby thing I get to say is
stop.
There aren't as many people on the trails in the Southwest, so I don't really like to climb front range 14ers.
No.
AKA I'm hungover.
I'd rather do anything else than get up at 3 a.m. and pile into your Subaru.
Yeah, but you guys really should look at some of the 14ers in the Southwest. It's a much better experience.
That is so painful.
Isn't that the best? But I still get to turn down doing physical exercise. Yeah, so it's like a win-win.
Which is kind of hard to do out here.
Yeah. I also think it's a little translatable to this idea that sometimes you're a Denverite if you've stopped telling people about the good stuff in Denver because you don't want anybody to ruin it. Because there's too many people that go to the thing you like or the restaurant you like.
That's when you're like, you should go to Avanti.
Yeah. Denver Central Market, I hear, has amazing pizza.
Your selfie game at Happy Camper will be amazing.
So good.
I think my last one for this is you know you're a Denverite when you feel entitled to an invite at Casa Bonita and or you've been there more than once.
Yeah.
I have had this conversation with a lot of people.
I'm guessing you have been based on the Casa Bonita shirt you're wearing
right
that
now.
Doesn't seem 20 years old.
It's a pink
Casa Bonita. I bought it
last week.
I love you.
How was it?
It was awesome.
I can't wait, get on the list? I do feel I'm like
I don't
pissed that I haven't heard from anybody.
My mom got an invite after I made her sign up with like 3 email addresses.
Oh,
and then
that is so
9 months later or whatever, she got
tickets. So there's no chance.
No, I mean, we didn't even barely get press access. So just sign up as many email addresses as you can.
All right. I've got Dyctopia is going to
dyctopiacomedy@gmail.com.
Get on the list to go to
my
Casa
personal
Bonita.
One, my work one, my other work
I'm
one.
I'm serious.
Spam
I would
one.
Do that, and that might be the way you
I
get
have
it.
Very fond memories.
I was
as
just
a kid.
Gonna say, did you get to do birthdays there or anything?
Yeah, my 27th birthday.
I was did like, my 21st birthday
it was
there as well.
It was like one of the last years it was like kicking was, before yeah, the yeah. shutdown and
it was
of Casa Bonita.
Pretty sad.
And I was like, wouldn't it be so fun? And I like my whole family went, and my mom and aunt and uncle are they have like good taste and I don't know. They like the finer things.
That is not the place for people that
like
the finer things.
Let's go to Casa Bonita. And
they were looking at the garbage on the tray, just like, we paid how much for this?
Yeah. And I was, so all the pictures are me like, and my family
so
just like
being
dying.
So pissed at you.
But I have really fond memories as a kid of being there.
It's awesome. I think I went that year, like the year before it shut down with a bunch of friends. We took a party bus out there and
this
got
is,
so drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so this
iconic,
is the
really.
Perfect make you a Denverite story because you did something additional and brought Casa Bonita. Like, I used to have friends that would do the all-you-can-eat enchilada plate till you puke.
Oh,
and that
no.
was, like, whoever puked first was out and whoever could keep going. Yeah, it was gnarly. But, like,
no,
taking a party bus to Casa Bonita,
that's
maybe
pretty
sounds normal
funny.
Now,
yeah,
but, like,
funny,
it was not. It doesn't seem like it's like, do you really want to spend that kind of money to do that? Of course, because it's hilarious. It's a great story.
It was
so
like
funny.
Really awesome.
We were just drinking so much and then they started jumping off. I did not know what I was getting into. So I was I was like really hungry.
Oh, no. I don't go there hungry.
No one prepared me.
How were you supposed to
it
know
was ADHD.
That you can't eat the food at a restaurant?
Right.
Like,
I know.
Who
pay
didn't tell you that?
I know. Yeah. I should have. I mean, it was definitely a me thing.
Those girls are not your friends.
Yeah.
Screw you, Jessica. Something I found very funny when I went last time is that their "we're hiring" thing was like engraved in the wall.
Oh my god!
They are
That's
literally
so funny.
Always hiring.
Yeah, but
can't
it was
retain.
Like, yeah, it was part of the like plaster artwork. It was to like, be like, we're hiring.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're still hiring too.
How was the food?
You know, it was fine. I have to say, I still don't go there for the food, but. everything else I loved.
Did you eat beforehand?
No.
That feels like a step up.
That's what I used to do. So there used to be an Italian restaurant down the street called Dino's, and we would eat there first.
Oh, my God.
And then go. But Dino's is now a gas station.
I love Dino's.
Ugh, they knocked it down.
Something else that feels kind of old Denver is Gaetano's.
Oh, yeah.
Love that place. Have you been?
Oh,
actually, that's where you should take your dad. I think that's an impressive Denver place.
It was like an old Denver mob hangout.
Perfect.
And in the bathroom.
It's sort of themed that way still.
In the bathroom, it's all of the like.
All the family.
Organized crime posters. I love Gaetano's.
Was it like Italian?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's Italian. It's just down the street from the Bug. It's right by the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And that's a fun place too. But that I do feel like too, if you've been in Denver a while, that's a good place to take people to be like, oh, this is Denver. This is cool Denver stuff.
Back when Denver was interesting.
Shady.
Synonymous. Yes. Yes.
Well, Lee and Kate, thank you so much. This was so fun.
We love you guys.
We love you. Thank you for having us back on the pod.
Thanks, CityCast listeners.
Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.
A couple of things before we say goodbye today. One, we checked and Snooze takes reservations now, but only on weekdays. And two, we want to hear from you. What was the moment or thing you did that made you feel like a Denverite for the first time? Was it waiting in line for brunch or brewing your own beer or something else entirely? Leave us a voicemail with your name and neighborhood on the You're Not a Denverite Until hotline at 720-500-5418, and you might hear it on the show. That number again is 720-500-5418. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed this show, why not take a minute to tell that guy sharpening an axe on Colfax about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you later. I was just going to recite the Shane Company commercial. I was thinking of things that you could do if you lived here a long time. Although I learned that Tom Shane of Shane Company, it's not a local company. They're actually multi-state.